passing away of the First Lady of Islam. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and heartfelt condolences to you on a very doleful day. Today, we join in grief of the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, who became orphan on the 10th of Ramadan at a very tender age, with the passing away of her beloved mother, Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. So exalted was the position of this lady in the sight of God that as long as she was alive, no other spouse was taken by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Thus, today is the sad day in the annals of history when the Almighty's last and greatest messenger became a widower in his middle age, after spending a quarter century of marital bliss with Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. Before we present you a special program in this regard, here is a passage to contemplate upon that shows the exalted status of the First Lady of Islam in the Divine Court. O Muhammad, Khadija is coming to your presence. Convey salutations of Allah to her and give her glad tidings that Allah has made a house for her in paradise wherein there is neither grief nor sorrow. What you heard were the words of Archangel Gabriel to the Almighty's last and greatest messenger regarding his loyal and virtuous wife, Hazrat Khadija, the Ummul Mu'minin, or the mother of all true believers, peace upon her. Accordingly, the Prophet of Islam conveyed to her the Almighty's greetings, and the devoted lady thanked God Almighty, glorified him as the source of all peace, serenity, and salutations, and prostrated to him out of gratitude. Every year on the 10th of Ramadan, our grief is renewed for Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. Her departure from the mortal world shortly after the easing of the 3-year economic social boycott imposed by the Arabs on the Prophet of Islam was a great blow for the loving husband. It was also an irreparable loss for the orphan daughter that the virtuous mother, having died in a state of poverty after having spent all her proverbial wealth to feed, clothe, and shelter the persecuted Muslim community, was leaving behind no money for even a shroud, let alone inheritance for little Fatimatu Zahra, peace upon her. The aggrieved husband, who was not destined to find a worthy replacement for Khadija, peace upon her, despite taking several women as spouses in the last 10 years of his life out of social necessity, dug the grave personally. He then descended into it to smooth the earth and bless it, wrapped his faithful wife in the heavenly shroud brought by Archangel Gabriel, and laid her to eternal rest, while their only surviving child watched with tears rolling down her cheeks. Nearby stood in profound grief the Prophet's dear ward and teenage cousin Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. After performing the last rites, the widowed Prophet consoled his orphan daughter and for a while became speechless to her question. O Father, where has my mother gone? He broke his silence when Gabriel descended. and revealed the following divine commandment to him. Your Lord commands you to inform Fatima that he sends his blessings upon her and says, Your mother is in a house of brocade. Its corners are made of gold and its poles are of rubies. It is located between the houses of Asiya bint Muzahim and Maryam bint Imran, the Virgin Mother of Prophet Jesus, peace upon him. Little Fatima, peace upon her, was a picture of profound patience. And expressing gratitude in the divine court, she said, Surely Allah is Salam, or eternal peace, and peace is from Him and to Him. Ummul Mu'minin Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her, needs no introduction. Daughter of the wealthy monotheist merchant Khuwaylid ibn Asad, she was linked by five generations to the same pedigree as that of the Prophet's clan of Quraysh, known for her wisdom, knowledge, dignity, excellent temperament, and spotless character. She was acclaimed as Tahire, or the pure and chaste, even in those pre-Islamic days. Her trade caravans that plied the routes from Mecca to Yemen, Syria, and other far-off places earned her the epithet Malikat al-Arab, which means the richest lady of all Arabia. On hearing of the reputation of the Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, who had not yet been commanded by God to announce his universal mission of Islam, she entrusted him with management of her trade affairs. Impressed by the 25-year-old youth's honesty in discharging his duties and having confirmed his scrupulous handling during a trade trip abroad, through her servants in the caravan, that he was really Sadiq, or the truthful, and Amin, or the trustworthy, she proposed marriage to him. The Prophet consulted his uncle and guardian, Hazrat Abu Talib, peace upon him, and soon the nuptials were solemnized with great rejoicing, to the extent that for over a month the holy Mecca was entertained to a daily feast. The two made an excellent mate for each other pair, and 15 years later, when divine revelation dawned upon the husband, the dedicated wife immediately believed in his mission as the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to mankind. Thereafter, she spent all her wealth in the propagation of Islam. The couple became parents of several children, including son Qasim, from whom the Prophet derived his agnomen, or kunya, Abu Qasim. But all died in infancy except the youngest daughter, Fatimatu Zahra, peace upon her, who was conceived after the Prophet's return from Mi'raj, or ascension to the highest point in the heavens and back to the planet Earth in the twinkling of an eye, and his tasting of the fruits of paradise. That is one of the reasons God has referred to Hazrat Fatima, peace upon her, as Kothar, or a spring of perpetual abundance, in the Noble Quran. Islam will always remain indebted to Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. Her house was the cradle of Islam, and it was she who nursed and reared Islam for over 10 years till she closed her eyes forever on the 10th of Ramadan. As her future son-in-law, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, who grew up in her house, as the Prophet's ward, said decades later in one of his famous sermons titled Al-Qasiyah, Sermon 191 of the famous book Nahjul Balagha, "In those days, Islam did not exist in any house except that of the Prophet of Allah and Khadija, while I was the third after these two. I used to see and watch the effulgence of divine revelation and breathe the fragrance of the prophethood." After her passing away, life would never be the same for the Prophet, though he would marry 9 wives in the last 10 years of his life in Medina out of social necessity and to break the customs of Jahiliyyah. This is evident by the famous hadith mentioned in the book Sahih Bukhari of our Sunni brethren, when a certain wife tried to taunt him for always cherishing the memory of the late Khadija, peace upon her, and calling herself a better one. The Prophet felt annoyed and said, "By God, the Almighty did not grant me a better wife than her. She believed in me when the people used to mock at me, and she acknowledged me when the people denied me. She shared her wealth and property with me, and she bore me children which I was not destined to have through other women." Even after a millennium and 4 centuries after her death, although the godless Wahhabis destroyed her holy tomb in 1925, Khadija, peace upon her, reigns supreme. In every era and place, it was her offspring who rose to the defense of Islam, as is evident by the tragic martyrdom of her grandson, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, in Karbala. In our times, the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, who delivered Iran from domestic despotism and U.S. hegemony and revived Islam, was a descendant of Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her, and so is the present leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. We once again offer heartfelt condolences on the passing away anniversary of Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her, and this time to her virtuous descendant, the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi. May God hasten his reappearance to rid the planet of all vestiges of oppression and corruption by establishing the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice.